Arizona Revised Statutes, Title 13, Chapter 31, Section 2.01. Storage of Deadly Weapons, Definitions. A. If an operator of a public establishment, or a sponsor of a public event, requests that a person carrying a deadly weapon remove the weapon, the operator or sponsor shall provide temporary and secure storage. The storage shall be readily accessible on entry into the establishment or event and allow for the immediate retrieval of the weapon on exit from the establishment or event. B. This section does not apply to the licensed premises of any public establishment or public event with a license issued pursuant to Title IV. C. The operator of the establishment or the sponsor of the event or the employee of the operator or sponsor or the agent of the sponsor, including a public entity or public employee, is not liable for acts or omissions pursuant to this section unless the operator, sponsor, employee or agent intended to cause injury, or was grossly negligent. D. For the purposes of this section, public establishment, and public event, have the same meanings prescribed in Section 13, 3102. Arizona Revised Statutes, Title 13, Chapter 31, Section 2.01, 13, 3102.01, addresses the storage of deadly weapons in public establishments, or at public events. Here's a detailed explanation of each provision, along with examples. A. This subsection requires that if an operator of a public establishment, or a sponsor of a public event requests that a person carrying a deadly weapon remove the weapon, the operator or sponsor must provide temporary and secure storage for the weapon. The storage must be easily accessible upon entry into the establishment or event, and allow for the immediate retrieval of the weapon upon exit. Example: a person carrying a concealed firearm enters a sports stadium where a concert is taking place. The event organizers require that all weapons be stored during the event and provide lockers for secure storage. The person can store their firearm in the provided locker upon entering the venue and retrieve it when leaving. B. This section clarifies that the storage requirement does not apply to the licensed premises of any public establishment or public event that holds a license issued under Title IV. Title IV pertains to the regulation and control of alcoholic beverages in Arizona. Example: a person carrying a concealed weapon enters a bar that has a valid liquor license. The bar is exempt from the storage requirement, and the person can continue to carry their weapon within the premises. C. This subsection states that the operator of the establishment, the sponsor of the event, their employees, or agents, including public entities, or public employees, are not liable for acts or omissions related to the storage requirement, unless they intended to cause injury, or were grossly negligent. Example: an event organizer provides secure storage lockers for weapons during a public concert. If a weapon is stolen from one of the lockers due to a malfunctioning lock, the event organizer would generally not be liable for the theft, as long as they were not grossly negligent or intentionally caused the theft. D. This subsection defines public establishment and public event with the same meanings as prescribed in Section 13, 3102. In Section 13, 3102, a public establishment refers to a structure, vehicle, or craft owned, leased, or operated by the state or a political subdivision. A public event refers to a named or sponsored event of limited duration, conducted by a public entity or a private entity with a permit or license granted by a public entity, excluding unsponsored public gatherings. Example: a public establishment could include government buildings, public parks, or state-owned vehicles. A public event could include a city-sponsored festival, or a concert organized by a private company with a permit from the local authorities.